Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. It's Saturday, May 4th, and today we hear from Anne Garrido, author and associate professor of homiletics at the Aquinas Institute of Theology in St. Louis, Missouri. Anne lives in Miami, Florida, and her preaching is entitled Halted by the Spirit.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul reached also Derbe and Lystra, where there was a disciple named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, but his father was a Greek. The brothers in Lystra and Iconium spoke highly of him, and Paul wanted him to come along with them. On account of the Jews of that region, Paul had him circumcised, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they traveled from city to city, they handed on to the people for observance the decisions reached by the apostles and the presbyters in Jerusalem. Day after day, the churches grew stronger in faith and increased in number. They traveled through the Phrygian and Galatian territory because they had been prevented by the Holy Spirit from preaching the message in the province of Asia. When they came to Mysia, they tried to go on to Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So they crossed through Mysia and came down to Troas. And during the night, Paul had a vision. A Macedonian stood before him and implored him with these words, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, we sought passage to Macedonia at once, concluding that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. The passage that we read today from Acts describes what scripture scholars often label the second of Paul's missionary journeys. It started down in Jerusalem, proceeded north through Syria, and then enters into a region that at the time was called Asia Minor, but what we would now know as modern-day Turkey. It seems like Paul might have planned to go westward, along the coastline where all the major cities were, but he's prevented from doing so. And so then he plans to go eastward, but again isn't able to do so. So he passes through the middle of Asia Minor, just heading north. Why is he not able to go east or west? What could possibly be preventing Paul from the good work of preaching the gospel? Is it illness, or fear, or war, or enemies, or road construction? No. Here is one of the strangest things you've ever heard in Scripture. It is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus. Why would the Holy Spirit ever block the preaching of the gospel? And what exactly would that even look like? How did Paul and his companions know that it was the Spirit who was blocking them? Did they even know it? Or was that a realization that they came to only later once they discovered what the Spirit did have planned for them next, which was expanding the preaching of the gospel into the Greek peninsula for the first time? Was it only in retrospect that they realized, hey, this must have been what God's been planning all along? The passage that we read today continues to ring very true to life. There are many times when really noble plans I've had have been foiled. And at the time, my first impulse is to read whatever the obstacle may be as the hand of Satan. Because clearly, if my plan was a good one, God must also want it to be realized. But looking backward from the distance of time, I can see why it had to be this way. How certain amazing things in my current life would never have happened if those good intentions had not been foiled. To paraphrase a thought gleaned from Thomas Merton, in the end, the hardest thing in pursuing the spiritual life is not so much choosing between good and evil, it's figuring out which particular good is meant for me. The choice between good and evil is often pretty clear-cut. But the choice between good and good, it's a lot dicier. It takes the skill of discernment, an ability to read the signs around you and realize where are the spirits at work, knowing that sometimes the Spirit leads by opening doors, but sometimes the Spirit leads by closing them. It's interesting to note that Paul does eventually make it to the coastline of Asia Minor. He goes there after the Spirit has taken him on an adventure through Macedonia while on his way back to Jerusalem. And the Spirit takes him up the coastline again on his third missionary journey. The Spirit closing the door on one occasion doesn't mean that the door is closed forever. Sometimes God just says to our good intentions, not now. Today, let's sit with some of the ambiguity of life. Placing a goal, a relationship, a scenario from our own life story that we find perplexing, and placing it into the hands of God, and saying, God, I'm confused here. I don't get why this isn't working out. Give me some clarity here about what to do next. Send me a dream or speak in whatever way you will, but just let me know that it's you when you do it, and help me figure out where your hand is in this. And then, like Paul, when God does deign to make something clear, let's be ready to take the next boat in that direction. ¶¶